This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
See, what happens is, you know, sometimes we're in this world, there's people who deny the Quran. When they deny, if you remain amongst the people who will deny something and they deny it and they deny it and they deny it, and every day you're with them, they deny and deny, soon it affects your heart. It affects your mind. You say, maybe. You know, they did these tests in the 60s. You know how the human being is. The human being gets affected by his environment, gets affected by his surroundings. In the 1960s, they made this scientific experiment. What was this scientific experiment? We had to study this when I was doing my degree in psychology. What did they do is, they got about 12 people in a room. 12 people. Imagine you're one of them who goes into this room. So what they did is that they have a conversation, right? And 11 of them are setups. You're the 12th one. You don't know that. You think everyone's just been brought together in this room and you're all sort of not together. You know, you're all the same. But what you don't realize is all 11 of them have been programmed to say certain things. And you don't know this, right? So you coincide and you have a little story, whatever they share. They say, look, David, you know, went to his... David did this and David did that and David and David... They talk about David and what he did and so on. Little sort of incident. So after a little while, after about another 20 minutes or whatever, or 15 minutes, they say, you know, okay, so, oh yeah, who was that guy? Yeah, who was the guy that did that thing, that incident? And of course, you're going to say what? You're going to say it's David. So you say it's David. They go, what? All 11 go, what? David? Yeah, you go, yeah, David. That's what we all discussed, David. They go, no, Michael. We talked about Michael. Who mentioned David? They go, no, you mentioned David. So the guy goes, no, you mentioned David. And all 11 go, David? Yeah. Did you mention David? And because all 11 of them are denying David being mentioned in that gathering, and they're all saying Michael, Michael, no, it's Michael, and they carry on, and they're convinced it's Michael, you in that position feel embarrassed, and you think, maybe I've heard it wrong. Yes? Maybe I've heard it wrong. So you say, yeah, you guys are right. It's Michael. No matter how many times they've done this test, they found that eventually the guy gives in. He doesn't say that, no, it's David. No, all 11 are wrong. It's David. No, he doesn't do that. He actually ends up saying, no, it's Michael, or whatever, you know, the case was. And then they finish the session and they tell him that, look, it was a test that we did upon you. So what they're trying to prove from this test is, you know, in normal life, with peers, there's a lot of pressure. The peer pressure and the world and the people out there, what they will say, and if you remain amongst a crowd that are all denying it, denying something, and you're the only one who's agreeing to it, eventually affects you. Eventually you start having self-denial. So the same thing here is, you know, that's why, you know, one of the things is, Allah said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen. Oh, you who believe, be aware of Allah and you should stay and remain with the truthful ones. Because if you remain with liars, you will become a liar. It will affect you. Eventually it will affect you. The ones who stay with the people who swear, eventually they start swearing. Eventually they will start swearing. Or if they don't swear, they'll say something light swear. Or they'll start to say something which is untrue. Or they'll start saying something which is not totally true. Whatever it is, they will do that. So in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says what? He says that Allah is enough as a witness. And what does this all mean? This means that me and you, we have to remember, we don't care how many people deny the truth of Islam. You've got to make your iman so strong that no matter how many people deny it, we're going to stay with it. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal, he praised the wife of Fir'aun so much. Why? Because her husband's crew, staff, everyone, soldiers, the whole of the qawm, the whole of the nation was denying God, except for the nation of Musa alayhi salam, and she was the only one inside there that she still believed in Allah Azza wa Jal. And because of that, Allah mentioned her in the Quran, in Surah At-Tahrim. Now there are many verses here. Allah says, if it comes to something where someone's denying the Quran, you know what we're going to say? Allah said, قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Say, Allah is enough as a witness between me and you. خلاص. Allah is enough as a witness. I don't need to prove. If you can't prove the validity of the Quran, if you haven't got that argument, you just say, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Allah is enough. I don't need anything more.